In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are to be perfect, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, obviously, God's perfection is absolute, and there is no possible way that any of us can ever get there. We've started out with original sin. There's no way we can have absolute perfection. But that's not what the Lord is getting at. What he's getting at ultimately is that we have to perfect charity. Charity is the highest of the virtues. The saints tell us that we have no virtues, or we have all of them. We can have some pretty profound habits, but they are not virtues until all of them are perfected simultaneously. And the point that all virtues are perfected simultaneously is the point at which you receive or perfect charity. And that's what the Lord is looking for. So we listen then to what he says. He tells us that we've heard it said that you are to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But he tells us that we have to love our enemies. How do we do that? Well, it starts by recognizing the fact that we don't have to have any enemies. Oh, you'll have lots of people who don't like you. There are people who might think you're the enemy, but that doesn't mean that they're your enemy. You can still be charitable to them. You can still love them. Think of all the stories that we've read of the saints whose charity toward their enemies brought about the conversion of those people. If the saints would have been angry, if they would have lashed out, if they would have been calling these people names, they wouldn't have converted. Instead, they would have looked at them and said, "Look, you're no different than I am. I hate you and you hate me. I call you names and you call me names. I treat you like trash and you treat me like trash. Why should I become like you? I'm already like you, or you're like me." God's asking us to be saints. Again, you listen to what he says. Our humanness is to say, "Ugh, he doesn't really mean that. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Ah, I don't need to strive for that." He didn't say, "By the way, this is hyperbole, but you know, this is, you know, kind of what you want to be." No, he laid it out as a command. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So we look around, since we live in one of the nation's largest centers of Satanism. Does God allow the rain to fall in your yard, but not in the Satanist yard up the block? Does he allow the sun to shine on you because you're such a wonderful person, but the people who hate God and blaspheme him to his face, he doesn't let the sun shine on them? No, that's exactly what the Lord's saying. God allows the rain to fall on the good and the bad. The sun shines on the good and the evil. And he says that's what we have to do. Our charity has to extend beyond those that we consider to be our close friends. Our charity has to extend to everyone. Obviously, it's going to be different. The way that you are going to deal with your children may be very different from the way that you deal with somebody that you've never met before, but you can still be kind. That's what the Lord is looking for. Depending on the circumstances, remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. The priest walks by the guy, the Levite walks by the guy, but the Samaritan, whom the Jews hate because they're not Jewish, that guy picks him up, puts him on his donkey, brings him to the inn, pays for the guy, helps him. The Lord says, "Now who was neighbor to the man?" The one who treated him with charity. And so we can look in our own lives, and there are lots of people who may not treat us with charity. There are many people, perhaps, who do not like you at all. That's not the question. The question is, how do you treat them? And so the key in all of that is to be able to look at it and say, personally, I don't have any enemies. If we recognize the human dignity of the person, they're not acting according to their dignity, perhaps, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be able to see it. Remember when Mother Teresa of Calcutta was asked, How do you do this? You pick these people up out of the streets, they literally have bugs growing in their sores and so on, and you take them in and you clean them up and you feed them. How do you do that? She said, I see Jesus in them. Every single person on the face of the earth is created in the image and likeness of God. Every single person who is baptized has now been elevated to a supernatural level and become sons and daughters of God. Now, some of us cover that up pretty well. But that's beside the point. The question is, do you and I recognize it in that person? If we see the dignity of this person, if we see the person who is made in the image and likeness of God, if we see the person who is a child of God, even if they're not acting that way, we can still treat the person with that dignity and respect which is due to them simply because of the way God created them. This isn't easy. Jesus didn't ask easy things of us. He's asking us to be saints. And so we have to quit making excuses for why it's okay for me to treat these people like this, because look how they treat me. That wasn't what was asked. Jesus didn't say, treat others the way that they treat you. He said, treat them the way you would want them to treat you. So some good challenges for us to really look at that charity within our own hearts. And like I said, the key is to look at it and go, I don't have any enemies. There are lots of people who might think that I'm their enemy, or that they might even think that they're my enemy. I don't have to think that way. If I recognize them as a brother or sister in the Lord, if I recognize their dignity as one made in the image and likeness of God, then even if they treat me like trash, I don't have to see them as an enemy, but rather see them as one who needs the love of God and treat them that way. Not only can that work, as St. Paul says, like keeping hot coals on their head, but far more importantly, maybe that example, that charity, beyond helping us to grow in holiness, will bring that person to conversion. And suddenly, rather than having an enemy, you have a brother or sister. You were seeing them that way anyway. Now they can see you in the same way.